This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and plenty of sunshine. Jerusalem remains mild with a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable and the sea is calm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF killed a Hamas operative in Gaza earlier today. This marks the first airstrike in over a week, targeting a commander planning attacks on Israeli troops. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that a statement by a Netanyahu advisor claims Egypt is not the only Arab country using diplomacy to lower Israel's guard. This post has stirred controversy within Israel's diplomatic circles. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew points out the duplicity of Hamas. As military pressure mounts, Hamas shifts tactics between negotiations and relying on aid. Separately, JNS reports that an Arab-American group has filed a lawsuit against Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Caterpillar. The suit alleges these companies enabled Israeli military operations with U.S. aid. And finally, I-24 News notes that Israeli Defense Minister Katz has instructed the IDF to prepare for a long-term presence in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza security zones. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, noted just minutes ago that the war is now focusing on infrastructure, with both sides using long-range drones for deep strikes. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today, questioning recent claims and prompting discussions on social media. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, reported that Amnesty and Human Rights Watch released similar reports on the death of a Lebanese journalist. Both call for an investigation as a war crime, but highlight that the journalist was with Hezbollah operatives, raising questions about the report's coordination and credibility. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on the recent Gaza airstrike. The IDF targeted a Hamas commander believed to be planning attacks. This strike comes after a pause in airstrikes, and the IDF denies any changes to the rules of engagement despite U.S. discussions. Civilians in Gaza are on edge as tensions could escalate. Turning to the controversy sparked by the Netanyahu advisor's comments. The Jerusalem Post details a brief post by the advisor suggesting Egypt, among other nations, could be using diplomacy to weaken Israel's defenses. This statement has renewed concerns over strategic deceptions in the region. Such claims could impact diplomatic relations and trust levels. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew describes how Hamas shifts from military to negotiation tactics under pressure. They rely heavily on aid when their control is compromised. This adaptability poses challenges for Israeli military strategy and regional stability. Separately, the lawsuit against Boeing and others, reported by JNS, accuses these companies of facilitating Israeli military actions with U.S. aid. This legal move could have significant implications for U.S.-Israel defense contracts and diplomatic relations. And the instruction from Defense Minister Katz, as reported by I-24 News, signals Israel's preparation for prolonged operations in neighboring security zones. This decision reflects ongoing security concerns and could shape Israel's military priorities in the coming months. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that U-Vision has secured an additional $50 million order from the U.S. Army. This expands their Hero 120 munitions program, potentially valued at up to $982 million over 5 years. This deal underscores the strong defense ties between Israel and the U.S. separately. Matter of Business highlights concerns over European gas reserves as winter approaches. However, expert Norbert Ricker reassures that the situation is not as dire as in 2022, with better preparations in place. This affects energy markets and geopolitical stability in the region. And finally, Ynet Business covers Korma's successful $60 million fundraising round, led by Sequoia. The funds aim to bolster their cyber defense capabilities as AI-driven cyber attacks become more sophisticated. This development is crucial as cyber defense becomes a top priority globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.